By now, if your body is not paining, you are wrong. By now, if you are not tired, you are wrong. Whether you like it or not, since from the prayer of yesterday till now, in fact, if you say your body is not paining, you are not being spiritual. In fact, you are being carnal. You know, we need to be able to tell ourselves the truth. All of us here are very tired. In fact, I'm more tired. You get it. Now, after almost close to that 10 hours prayer, I know everybody's eye was very, very red. You know. So, but these are the things that form the security for which we live. Do you understand? I've always told you, whether we like it or not, we've always believed that nobody will ever die in the place of prayer, which is true. And now we have established that anybody that will do better than you in this kingdom is somebody that knows more than you or pray more than you. And you can decide to do both. You can decide to know, you can decide to pray. And that is why I think it's not a hard thing upon you that we are carrying you through this protocol. And I realize that sometimes the difference among men people may just be prayer. Everybody may go to Bible school and they will graduate the best. But you now discover that with all their Bible school, it's a waste of time. It's not an advantage because their Bible school ended upon the face of the earth. It was prayer that grant men people transport into heavens to be able to download the reality of that which they've believed. Do you know that you have been taught a lot of things right now? I assure you, if I should carry each and every one of you and ask you, what did you learn? You may be so shocked and surprised. You don't know anything. You may have to open your book again to check. So you now discover how much terrible it can be. But when you now go and begin to pray, you now discover that what you are reading now begin to translate into light and it enters into you. Have you read the Bible before? And what you know before is now as if the thing is becoming more real. As if the drama of the scripture is becoming much more than a drama. There is a life in it. You get what I'm saying? So that most time happens because you approach the scripture with a heart posture that is open. And it comes from the standpoint of prayer. Remove prayer from the equation of your life, you discover that there will be a challenge. I get what I'm saying now. It is very easy for people that pray to say it's not by prayer. But it's more carnal for people that never pray at all to say it's not by prayer. What I mean by that is it's possible for you because you feel that you are good in prayer. Sometimes you feel it's not by prayer. Anytime I say that, I feel very angry because I knew that I'm wrong. Can you get what I'm saying now? Yes, we need to balance many things, but we must ensure that we carry these things hand to hand. Is that okay now? There's no better way you can get power in God except you pray. There's no better way you can get wisdom except you get to study. You must pay the price as this. Okay? So, but most importantly, all these things you are writing them down, you must take out time to read them again. I learned about the ruminant animal, how that they just eat grass. You see them move around and they eat grass. How many of you don't know ruminant animal? You see, I speak big English. Ruminant are all these goat, cow, right? Any animal that have four-chamber stomach. And they are like the ruminant human beings too, people that can. They have four-chamber stomach. So you must understand that those animals, after they have finished gathering all the grass, they will go back and sit down later and they will begin to eat again. They are regurgitating I don't know how they do it, but they as if they carry the grass from where they store it and they bring it in. This agri man, and they bring it again and they are eating it again. So that is how you need to do with the word of God. You must chew the cord. If not, you will not know anything. It will amaze you that what you think you know, you didn't even know it. That's how when we listen to what we say again, listen to what we write again, it still bless us. I get what I'm saying now. Why? It's simply because these things are spirit and they are alive. Is that okay now? So, and anything that is spirit and life have the ability to open you to a gateway in the spirit. What that means is this. You may be reading John 3:16. It's not about John 3:16. Your obedience and patience to just read it will open you to another gateway in the spirit. I get what I'm saying now. Because everything that contains life and spirit has the ability to open you to other gateways. And that is why it's very important for you to pay key attention. Most times, when you're either studying something or even when you are praying or anything, any spiritual thing you are doing, it's good to pay key attention. I'm supposed to talk about this supernatural mystery of light. Don't know why Kwanzaa like mystery, but whatever it is, just know that we're going to talk about the supernatural mystery of light. The reason why people are confused in life is simply because they don't have light. Do you realize that without light, you walk in darkness? It's not a revelation. It's just a fact. And the fact is not stronger than truth, but it's just a basic fact of life. And no man actually does business in darkness. Even the occultic walk by a revelation. There's a light they have. We talk about light, we speak about illumination, we speak about understanding, we speak about revelation, we speak about insight. So you must always understand that God himself is handicapped. God never created in darkness. It is impossible for creation to be achieved in darkness. The same way, if you want to build, anything you want to do, you require light. Do you realize that now? The same thing in your life too. For your life to truly be able to advance, you require light. I get what I'm saying. He spoke about the revelation of Jesus Christ. How that, who is, should be, who is God to you? Who is Jesus Christ to you? You know, a lot of people got the revelation of God in diverse manner. I was in Bida. I was trying to let them understand how that the Israelites know God as many things. Others knew God as pillar of fire. Others knew God as pillar of cloud. Others knew God as all kinds of things. Every experience they have about God, they name God. And that's why I say, I am what I am. So anything you by privilege you encounter, maybe if you see God on this mango tree, tomorrow you see God is mango tree or anything. And it will be like that. Because the revelation is what actually fashion the convictions and bring the realm of reality. Do you realize that you can have a spiritual encounter and nobody may believe in it, but anytime you speak about the encounter, the atmosphere comes again. Why? Because revelation is personal. And the reason why revelation is personal is caught to your being, because it has a umbilical cord connected to the realm of the spirit. So anytime you speak about it, believe it, it's translated to you so that you can live and function alike. So when you begin to study the scripture, one of the things you have to understand is that the word has to become flesh and dwell inside of you. Every ministry you see today, every church you see today, every denomination you see today is heralded by the revelation that God gives to a man. And that's the same perspective they run with. That's what they thrive with. I get what I'm saying? The same thing with your life. Your life is going to be upon the light you are going to receive. If you are going to thrive in life, because each and every one of us will go back to different spheres of influence, whether you like it or not. After 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, some of you may be married out of the state. Others may not be here at all. And wherever you are going to be, you are going to thrive upon the level of a light and a revelation. Because of a light and revelation, people do differently in school. Somebody prefer reading by night. Somebody prefer reading by afternoon. Somebody prefer reading at different kind of time. Everybody has his own patterns. And what will make you to follow that pattern that is suitable to you is because of the level of light and revelation that you have. And when you don't have that, you're going to be confused. Like really, really confused. I have seen tremendously confused people in life, and sometimes it amazes me. And when you just come and let them know 1, 2, 3 things and they are okay. Most counseling sessions, what people need is light. I get what I'm saying? They may know certain things, but you just need to bring them an understanding to what they actually really know. The same thing. He might say something, say, when he's going to teach, what he's going to tell you is not going to be anything new. It may be what you even know, but actually, you know them in a scatter way. I get what I'm saying now. Sometimes it's like a puzzle. You know, when you see scrabbles, you discover that there are many words. I mean, all the words fill all the book, any big book that I've ever been written. It's not far from the 26 alphabet, but all of them are scattered. I get what I'm saying now. It's just words. Shakespeare says words upon words upon words. The only meaning is when there is light. What I mean by that is you'll be amazed when somebody feels, okay, so this is how this thing means. That's just how it is. Light and revelation is very important. That's what you need in your life to thrive. And like I said, when you don't have that, you're going to be very confused. And when, apart from being confused, you're going to be tossed to and fro. That's the challenging part of it. That to and fro is not good at all, because you are going to be an unstable believer. Today you wonder, what does it need for me to grow spiritually? Tomorrow you wonder, what am I doing wrong? Tomorrow, next morning you wonder, does God hate me? Next morning you wonder, it means God trying to punish me? So all of those things come because a man lack light. I get what I'm saying now. We're together. Are we together in Silas' house when they said a woman came and gave prophecy? That woman that gave me prophecy, she actually gave him prophecy that he's going to die on Wednesday. Like, Lord, show her that he's going to die on Wednesday. And so she's trying to let the family know that, of course, this is what the Lord said, that their son is going to die on Wednesday, and they should be prepared for him to die. Can God talk like that? If God would have to tell you that you are going to die, he has a better way of telling you, not to tell you to somebody. Prophecy of death is not something you hear from somebody else. I get what I'm saying now. Apart from David and some few people, in fact, except if you have really done something really, really bad. I get what I'm saying? There are a lot of dreams and revelation I have in keeping to my life. I'm going to die, I'm not going to die. The light and the revelation I have is superior than those revelations. I get what I'm saying now? So I don't even think about them at all. You know, sometimes literally you wake up from a dream and you feel you are going to die as you are going on a journey. Maybe you have accident or something bad is going to happen to you. If you don't have light and revelation, you will believe those things that they will happen. Why do you think bad dreams happen faster than good dreams? It's what you believe. He was saying something. The Bible didn't say people that feel the Holy Ghost are the one that will heal the sick and raise the dead. He said anybody that believe. That's even if a goat, you know, the anointing, handkerchief heal the sick. You don't understand that? Handkerchief, he didn't even believe. They just put the anointing inside. Shadow. Say, whosoever dare to believe, he will heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devil. That's what Babalawos do. That's what all these Hindus and Buddhist people do. We call it the latent power of the soul. I'm still trying. One day I will teach about energy and power. How you must understand that physics is very spiritual. You are the one that think it's just normal. Those guys are terrible people. You get what I'm saying now? You say this phone was created by Chinese children. These guys are not children. They are elders. Can you think about to create a phone? It's not children. They had same light and revelation. It does not matter whichever realm they were able to tap into it to get it. I assure you, those guys had light and revelation. I get what I'm saying now. There is no invention that comes from a natural source of light. It's a lie. There must be some level of inspiration that will come from a realm beyond you. Okay. And this woman gave this prophecy and everybody in the house was confused. I just came and just give a little bit understand. Let them understand this is not how God speaks. And besides, even if she said that, you need another stronger light. The Bible says, them that sit in darkness have seen what? A great light. A great light is what you need to illuminate your path again. Because the Lord himself will light your path. And whatever the Lord intended to do in keeping to light is what is revealed through you. What I mean by that is God can say this thing today. You can engage God to change it. It's by light again. God wants to bless Israel. A prophet wants to curse Israel. A king and a prophet decided that they must curse Israel. God wants to bless them. According to the ordination of God, is blessing. Somebody say curse. In the realm of the spirit, there are privileges that are bound in keeping to mysteries. Anyone that discern it and know how to orchestrate it can be able to function. And God himself is bound to those laws. I get what I'm saying now. Because somehow God exalted his word more than his name. And in the word of God is a mystery in keeping to God and creation. You must understand what I'm trying to let you understand. And anybody that can be able to manipulate the word, not just manipulate, but have an understanding of the word, he can be able to engage it in keeping to himself. And mind you, the word of God sustains the element of nature. The element of nature have the ability, they have what I call potent power. In the potent power, they can be channeled towards a man against him. That's to say, this stone has power. Do you know this stone can kill you? You are sitting upon this stone, can kill you. But the power in this stone is potent. If I can be able to find a way to lift this stone up and hit it on your head, you know it can kill you. But you know it can beat with this stone also. This stone can also defend you. If somebody wants to kill you, I can use another stone to break it. So the stone has power, but the power is, I don't want to say innocent, but the power is just potent. It depends on who has an understanding of how to utilize the power to use it. And that's why the moon and the sun and the stars, they sustain power. But you see, the power they sustain in them, they are handicapped. You can command them to use the power against you or for you. And that's what people use. It's just like a sword or a gun. The gun does not know who is an armed robber, who is an innocent person. If you shoot an innocent person, it will kill the person. I get what I'm saying now. You must be able to understand that this is how spiritual mysteries work in the kingdom. Anybody that have an understanding, utilize them for his own advantage or for the disadvantage of others. Okay? So, in keeping to this, what we just have to do was just manipulate some laws. And to make matter worse, you know, every encounter, every vision, every dream comes as a male version. What I mean by male version, nothing upon the face of the earth happened without fertilization. There must be an agreement. You get what I'm saying now? The agreement is, the word spoken itself is the male version. Your agreement is like the female version. So it gets fertilized. And that's why you can have a dream and have a vision. If you don't speak it out, it will never come to pass. It will remain in that realm. So there must be an agreement. There must be a yea and amen. The word of the Lord has to be yea. There must be that yea and amen. So you, as an individual, need to agree with it. And that's why many times people have encounters. They are troubling to come and tell you. But when they tell you, the reality comes. If they don't tell you, they remain there. So of course, most times, one of the reasons why bad dreams happen more often is because we believe them. And anything you believe will work for you. But all things are possible to them that believe. If you do anything you believe, say whatever you believe, that is what will work for you. You choose to believe the bad dream, you refuse to believe the good dreams. Of course, and that have make your demise the way it is. And I talk about the power of mindset and paradigm shift, and maybe that's what we look on Sunday tomorrow. That mindset and paradigm shift is very, very important. If you don't have a sustainable mindset that is superior, I call it the above all mentality. Anytime light and revelation comes to a man sustains an above all mentality. You now discover that you live beyond your culture, you live beyond your ideology. In fact, there may be occultic people in the family. I mean, everybody you see has a generational causes. Oedipo has one, Iyadipo has one, Jusama has one, I have one, all of us have one. Why is not limiting us? Light and revelation. You may not have the light and revelation, so you live according to the darkness of your family. We may have and we live above it. To make matter worse, you know, Apostle Emmanuel, he now called me. I was in Abuja, he called me. He said, God showed him a revelation that Silas is going to die on Wednesday again. I said, wow. He said, he now looked for his number and called him. And when he called him, Silas was trying to apply faith. I said, yes, I was the one that we taught them very good faith here in SBI. He said he was trying to apply faith to him. And he was like telling him that he should not go out, he should stay inside for the whole of Wednesday. And fast, this, that, that, that. He now said, okay, since he's applying faith, let him call me. So he called me that I should please warn him not to go out because he saw him going to die on Wednesday. And he now said that he had learned that one prophet has to prophesy that he's going to die on Wednesday. So this is two confirmation. I said, okay, you should not worry. I'll tell him to remain at home very well. In fact, lock himself at home, sir. But when I call him, I say, young man, come in. I will come on Wednesday. When I come on Wednesday, come. I will go and stand on the road together with you. Let car hit you. If car did not hit you, I know that devil is a liar. Say, but don't tell the man. I get what I'm saying. Say, let me tell you. Somebody can come and tell you, you'll die tomorrow. If you believe it, you will die. But do you have a greater light that will help you survive? I said, don't tell your mother she'll panic, because your mother was panicking during the time of that woman. So this one, I know it will make her panic more. Ah, I'm not that person again. I said, don't worry, me and you, let's die together. If you are going to die, we'll bring you back to life. Early morning, I said, where are you come? We came, we went out, we went there. I was looking for him to die. He refused to die. It was in the evening. I had to suffer myself to feed him for that day. That was Wednesday. He refused to die. I don't know, I was looking for one will come to kill him. They say the guy now said he should not climb back at all. That even if he climbed back, did everything that's supposed to kill him, he refused to die. He was here yesterday and prayed. I didn't know where he went to now. And now the guy must have believed that he locked himself inside and he didn't die. Let me tell you, you must have what I call light. If not, you will suffer. You will live, you will be toast what I call to and fro. They will tell you to drink water, to drink salt water. You will go and carry salt and drink, you have diabetes. You can see now. They will tell you to do what? They will tell you to come, wake up at night and dance like this. I will do it. Everything they tell you to do, you will do it because you lack light and revelation. The mystery of light is in guidance, it will guide your path. Bible said that the word is what? A light. My path. Light unto my feet and what? Lamp to my feet and light to my path. It's the same thing. Okay. You must understand that when you don't sustain the capacity to believe the word of the Lord, believe the report of the Lord, your life will be tossed to and fro. And only children are tossed to and fro. Mature men have an understanding, have a value system that regulates them. They have a strong principle, a strong conviction. They are persuaded of whom they have believed. You get what I'm saying now? Very, very important. Yesterday, I was showing a video. Somebody sent me a video of a lady that ran mad. Somebody came and proposed to her for wedding. As he was still proposing before she received the ring, she ran mad. I wonder whether that guy will marry her again. But what I need to understand is that the reason why she ran mad is because she did not sustain light. The darkness over her family was what showed itself immediately when that situation presented itself. I need to understand that there are certain darkness in your family that are core patterns and causes, whatever they may be. They will reveal themselves at certain level in your life. Some will come when you get school. Some will come when you get married. Some will come when you leave Nigeria. Some will come when you leave Nasarawa State. Because these things are initiated. That's why you must ensure that you have a superior light at all times to always lighten your path and your feet. Okay. Ima was saying something that makes me laugh. So there was a guy that said that upon the revelation that we are in Christ. Christ is in God. You get it? It's a very, very, you must have this revelation. It's very important. It's one of the powerful revelation people don't have. I have that. I get what I'm saying now. Sometimes when you see when we travel, say devil lets me to the highway. It's not as if we are not aware that it's accident. In fact, there are many times I'm traveling, I really know that this car is supposed to crash. But it will not. Do you understand? There are just some you've discovered you are the one manipulating it not to crash. Because you know it should. I get what I'm saying. So it's warfare. You know, occult people are in this car. I get what I'm saying. But you are trying to preserve it by force. So it's warfare. So the guy said, well, we are in Christ and Christ is in God. He said, so before the devil reach him, devil have to first of all go after what? God, then Christ, then Holy Spirit, then Angel Michael, then Angel, legions of other angels before he reach him. But the guy now, and when they come, the guy now said, if he see that the devil has gone after God, he has gone after Jesus Christ, he has conquered the Holy Spirit, you will not wait for the guy to conquer the Jamaica, you will run away. There's no security outside of God, please. So I don't know where he's running to. I get what I'm saying now. There was a story I learned of about a guy that is a chronic, he was really a bad guy, you know. So one day, they have a gang, they felt that they should come to repent. So he came to the church to repent as their gang leader. As he entered the church to repent, as he was stepping in the church, there was a prophet that fell from Lagos. And that prophet came, he was invited. The prophet came, I don't know whether he wanted to please people in the church. He began to prophesy. That prophet prophesied heavily. And that's how he called this guy. This guy was waiting for the time for altar call. He called him and began to prophesy upon him. That thus says the Lord. The Lord said he will prosper his business. The Lord said he will take him to a new level. The Lord said he want to give up on the business he has given to him. He should not give up. He's going to give him the grace to continue to do more. True life story. The prophet said the Lord said he will connect with many people that he will never fail in what he's doing. This is an innocent guy that has never been to church before. He just failed to go and repent. Upon his light, you see that kind of light now. Upon that darkness, the Bible says, who is he that speaketh counsel with word without knowledge? You darken counsel. I was speaking to Job. You darken counsel. People have come and met you sometimes. You see, it's a dangerous thing to be a counselor. Anything you say as a counselor, people believe it. I'm very serious. There are a lot of times people meet me and they tell me, Apostle, should I accept this guy or not? You see, if you don't hear God, just keep them. Because anything you say, they will agree. It's very terrible. When the life and the souls of men are committed to you, you must be very, very serious about it. Because it may amaze you. I realized before I was so tired most time. People come and say, yes, I never knew that they keep making mistakes. But I told you, say yes. I said, oh, I was just saying yes. That's when I said, send me a text. So that matters that are serious, I will read it very well again. It will amaze you that you just say, yeah, the person will go and die. That's how that guy went upon the strength of a prophetic word. He called his gang. Oh, what they say? What do they do? No good to. I said, Baba God, like what prophet will come now? Senior prophet. Say God, say Moku do and well again. So we never buy new guns. I beg. So we go start the kidnap now. We go start the key. We go rob bank. We go do. They went upon the strength of that word. I get what I'm saying now. They did more damage. Until one day they went for armed robbery and they killed everybody. Only him remained. And God asked him, don't you still want to go and repent? Of course, he will look for a nearby church, not that one again, because that prophet may still be invited. So he went to another church and truly repented. He was sharing the story. This one happened to me personally. I went to Abuja. I went to that on Monday side. I'm telling you, I just went to the church. I dressed very well that day. So when I went there, as I entered the church, one prophet began to prophesy. The man called me to the front. He began to prophesy to me. I mean, he's not prophesying, he's prophesying lying. He was just professor lying to me and was just telling me how much more that God is going to prosper me. That when I go back to work on Monday, they are going to give me a new job, a new promotion. They will give me a new car. That he saw me and my wife talking some things. That this and this and this and that. Car. I was just looking at the man. Everybody was shouting in the church. Hey! I was the only one knew the man was lying. I was just smiling. Is what?
It's not
30 years time. You should let me put. That's what I actually thought. You know, I'm a prophetic person, so I thought that. So I went to him. I didn't disgrace him there. I went after the church finished. I went to him. I said, sir, thank you so much. I celebrate the grace of God upon your life. I love what you're doing seriously, but everything you say is a lie. Number one, I'm not married. Number two, I don't have a job. I'm still a student. I see the poor co-watering upon him. If he was seen 30 years, he would tell me, no, actually, I saw there would be a covenant and a boldness. But because it was a lie, immediately when I said that, he hibernated. You now get it now. So he now started giving me excuse that, sorry, actually, yesterday, thief broke into the church. They stole some speakers. They stole this. I said, what concerned that one with Professor Lying? So what I'm trying to say is that if you don't have light and revelation, your life will be tossed what? To and fro. You'll be victim of the immaturity of ministers. There are a lot of them. So many counselors today on Facebook. Relationship counselors, people that have not survived relationship for 7 years. I think Paul have done it for almost 9 years now. This one, for you, you should write plenty books on that. But some people just 1 year. 1 year, mama say, come on, 1 year, mama. They are not even up to 1 year now, they are counselors. They are counseling people on relationship. The problem is that after you enter the relationship totally, after like 2 years, 3 years, you be quiet and you start learning by experience. You know, many people do that, but immediately when they get married and they will keep quiet. I'm telling you, you must understand that these things are very, very hard. You must be helped by God. So in keeping to the revelation of God that comes as light, wow, this is serious. Intro has even finished everything. Okay. You must understand that God is light. And light is also Christ. And you are also light. I get what I'm saying now. It's a mystery of godliness. How God tabernacle in a man. How that God intend to make you all that he is. Bible says God is spirit. You are also a spirit. God is also, Jesus is also a spirit. I would say God is love. You are also love. Everything that God is, you are. It is impossible. In fact, it will be hypocrisy. We are dehumanizing. In fact, we are reducing the potency of God if we say that we cannot become everything that God is in likeness. I'm telling you, we cannot be the same with God in authority. Hopefully, maybe in ranking. But I'm telling you, when it comes, if you are king, he's also king of kings. If you are Lord, it's Lord of Lords, but you can become everything that he is. I get what I'm saying now. So, a lot of time we have been told that time is a revealer. This is true, but light is the greatest revealer. Time revealed that which light or darkness has incubated. What I mean by that is this. If you are a man of darkness, time will reveal how much darkened you are. If you are a man of light, time will reveal how much light you sustain. So I believe that light will reveal much more than time. No matter how much darkness is in the place, no matter the time that is there, it will not reveal anything. Do you realize that? Do you get what I'm saying now? If God did not say, let there be light, darkness will stay upon the face of the earth for a long time. No time will reveal it. It will require light to reveal. Is that okay now? Bible speaking says, we are the light of the world, and God is the light of all. We are the light of this earth, while God lightens the totality of creation. And I believe that without our light, creation will be in darkness. What I mean by that is this. The world is supposed to reflect the ideologies of the church. The church has been the civilization that regulates the earth. And if the earth today is in darkness because the church are in darkness, we are supposed to disciple the world. And if we cannot do that, the Bible speaks about, I think, someone was talking about nations. How can a nation be working? It's true. We are a nation. We are actually supposed to reflect to ensure that the world looks like Christ. If that is not possible, it's simply because there is some deficiency somewhere. The Boko Haram you see today and every kind of deprivation you see today is because of the inability of believers to truly arise in applying everything we think we know, the priesthood, everything, to ensure that we convert those people, because they are not beyond redemption. Is that okay? Then, you must also understand, I said that in life, you must understand the need for fire and light. Light will reveal, fire will burn, and both you need. You need a revelation. You need what reveals in your life. You need what burns. That is why when a man begins to pray, he burns. And when you burn, every kind of darkness flee away. When a man begins to study, light comes, then it revealed to him. Is that okay now? Then you must also understand that light comes as illumination, light comes as inspiration, light comes as revelation. There are a lot of inspiration you used to have, it's also light. Many of you have been inspired by God to do many things. The children you call that Chinese children that did this phone is by inspiration. You get one? They just get inspired by from somebody, and from that inspiration, they now make them to have what? The illumination to do these things. I get what I'm saying now. And most times these things come by revelation, because illumination, inspiration, and revelation work together. You get inspired by someone, then you get illuminated, then you now get revelation. Is that okay? Light is more like an apocalypse, because light is the only answer to darkness, and it is only light that can send darkness on a permanent vacation. Anytime you see darkness in a man's life, what you need is light, because light is the only thing that can send darkness on a permanent vacation. I told you that the Bible speaks about them that sit in darkness, and they have seen a great light. The Bible speaks about how God is a light that lightens the whole world. You know, when we go to the very first beginning of the book of scripture that was revealed to Moses, and I hope for you to understand that that was the light that Moses began to have. Prior before that time, many people have actually had a lot of encounters with God, just that it was not documented. As little that was captured to Moses in keeping to the beginning is different from that which was captured to John in the beginning again. Moses gave us a beginning, John gave us a beginning. I think Job too gave another in the beginning. So many of them gave us a beginning. Why? Based on their light revelation. I get what I'm saying now. So from the very first beginning, in the book of Genesis chapter 1, Moses in his encounter, let us understand that after God created, there was darkness. And when civilization of darkness came, God now said, let there be light. But we need to be able to understand that what does that light truly really mean? Okay. If you really realize why God himself is handicapped with that light, is because without light, every man will walk in darkness. Without light, every spirit will also walk in darkness. Because it's impossible for creation to be done in darkness. Is that okay? You read the book of Isaiah 61, the Bible says, arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and God's darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise up. So what Bible begins to let us understand that how much more that it is when we rise as light, the light of God will come, then Gentiles will not, because Gentiles are in darkness. The Gentiles are referred to as the sinners. In those times, you know, me and you are Gentiles. I mean, none of you belong to any tribe of Israel. And I'm not talking about spiritually. Your father is not a Jew, neither is your mother. So you are Gentiles. And in those times, actually, you are not recognized as part of the seed royal of God. So in keeping to that, the only privilege we have to enter into this is through Christ Jesus. He was the one that came and breached the barrier. There is our peace. He brought peace between the Gentiles and the Jews. Okay, so we that we seems unqualified were now included into this. So the Bible now tried to let us understand that anyone that actually accepts the light of God can now rise, because the light has come. The light has come as what? Christ. I told you that in the book of Genesis chapter 1 that actually there was darkness when God created. God now said, what? Let there be light. The reveal of the light gave God a good platform for him to begin to create. It was after the light was revealed, the entire thing was tohu and bohu, which means it was formless and it was what? Void. Okay. Many theologians believe that actually God created the world in light, darkness infiltrated. Then he had to what? Create again. I don't really understand now. They believe that there was nothing that God created as darkness, that God created the world as light, then darkness infiltrated, then God have to what? Let there be light again. And I agree with them, because when you go to the book of John chapter 1, you understand this. In John chapter 1, John gave us a better understanding. John is the apostle of revelation. He gave us a better understanding to let us understand that in the beginning was the word of God, and the word was God, and the word was God. So the first thing that God did was to actually reveal the word. When he revealed the word now became the light that lightened the entire world. Many were in the world didn't see it. But afterward, prior before that time, what happened that the world was corrupted. So God had to reveal again the Christ. Is that okay now? I need to understand that the revelation of God is heralded by light. Okay. And like I said, if you read the book of John 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was anything made that was made. Do you get it now? That from that very book of Genesis, as Moses saw, John let us understand that was nothing that God created that didn't create through the light. Okay. And He said that in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Okay. And I said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which lightened every man that came into the world. He was in the world, and the world was not made by him. Okay, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave them what, the power to become sons. You now see that what made us to become actually the sons of God is what? Light that we receive. Is that okay? It means that anytime a man actually come to accept the personality of Jesus Christ, he receives what we call light. And that light is what will now lighten his path to ensure that he advances oftentimes in God. Read the book of 1 John 1. The Bible speaking says, 1 John 1 from 5, the Bible says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is what? Light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sins. If we say we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. What he's trying to let us understand is this, that God himself does not truly... Now, there's a scripture that talks about God dwell in darkness. Yes, that God dwell in darkness. But he dwell in darkness to reveal light. Bible says, in this the fountain of light, and in the light we see life. I need to understand that God ensured that he covers the entire of the earth. You know, the entire of the earth is corrupted by darkness. Darkness, when we go further, I'll let you understand how darkness is like a civilization also. Light and darkness is also a civilization that seeks dominance and influence. Okay, so what God actually truly intends to do is that he ensured that he sent light in different regions so that from that very region that darkness are, light can emanate. So God believed that you in your village that is filled of thick darkness actually need light there. And we believe that light will always shine in darkness. That's to say that anytime, no matter how big darkness is, bring a little of light and see darkness run away. Darkness run by default when you see light. That says that if you are actually not light enough, darkness will not run. And if you realize that you cannot cast out darkness, it means that you are not light enough. You're saying something very profound. Every true believer should be able to cast out devils. I believe one of the true tests whether God knows you is to cast out devils. Because you see, kingdom cannot go against kingdom for a very long time. I get what I'm saying now. You should be able to cast out devil. That's one of the ways to exercise your authority as a believer. And it's very sweet, you know, when you tell spirit to go and they go. The way they shout and they go. You know, we're in Abuja. That meeting we had with the ledger. I was casting out devils. Maybe the Monday, I didn't know, maybe they will tell you guys. I was casting out devils. And one lady just came in. The lady just came in. I will kill you. I will kill you. I will kill you. Huh. I said, this one now, one drama today. She was just saying, she will kill me, she will kill me. Elijah went and lay and she hit his hand. Say, I will kill you. I said, wow. While I did, the Monday came, the lady hit them again. I said, wow, this one, we need to now look for another. You know, one thing about God is this. God did teach you many principles, many protocols, different skills. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So that when you try this one, it didn't work, try the other one. Do you understand now? It's dynamics. You know, if you don't learn many ways to kill a bird, sometimes the other way may not work. So you'll be stranded. I just allowed that be first. I was just thinking, what will I do to this lady? Because at that moment, everybody used to praying, they are focusing on her. And that's what I don't want. Everybody, what will this lady do to this man of God today? I remember there was a place they invited me to do deliverance. And I went with one of those guys that followed me very well. But even when the lady was not dancing like this. How dare you? Lady was not dancing like this. Say, they have come. I will show you today. And I came with this guy. Immediately when the guy went to, yeah, look at him. You. You that just did this and this and this, and the guy really getting the balance. Actually, she just gave by word of wisdom. She told him the darkening intention in his heart. What he just did before, he didn't tell me. The guy went to the background. He left her. She now look at me. Say, you. Lover boy. I see. You know, people like us, I tell people I love them a lot. So she wanted, what she wanted to do is to just distort my authority in God. She don't want me to feel guilty. Is it? Yes. So that I will stop not pray for her. That's a lot of way I didn't believe us. Demons will start quoting scriptures. I'm telling you. 5 years, start cutting. In the name of Jesus, she'll continue the scripture again. I shall not live but die, but declare the word of God. That's how they do. I'm telling you. Say, by the power of the Lord, we destroy the situation. Sister, she'll continue the scripture too with you. Say, for I have given you power over snake and scorpion to tread upon. The demon will continue talking. I'm telling you. That's how the thing works. Because they too, they know the scriptures. They will not do that so that they weaken you. They say, so that you feel that if they know like this, what will you do here now? I told her, keep quiet. Even if I have an issue with God, who made you a judge? This is a family matter. What's your business there? Are you the one that will validate me? You know, when God killed Moses, devil could have never been able to kill Moses. Do you realize that? God killed Moses. When God killed Moses, devil now come to claim the body. You know, keep person, one claim. You know, kill. You know, kill bush meat. One conqueror. And why you shoot again? That's why Michael now came. When Michael came, he come to collect. He now tried to wrestle with him. He said, the Lord rebuke you. What I need to understand is this. At that moment, even if I've done something wrong, if I relegate to the background, she has won. But I can stand in the righteousness of Christ and still cast her out, she'll go. But I need to be able to understand the confidence to stand. I said, keep quiet. So we're out of her. I disgraced her that day. You know, because from this like this, she said, only anyhow. Her clothes went out, she was just with pants. I was still casting out and casting out. When she finished, she woke up, she was so ashamed. I said, well, they will tell you the story. I went out of the house. So that one now, this Abuja, the girl, I will kill you. Everybody put her in. She waited. She too was speaking in tongues. Have you seen the demon that speaking in tongues? Yes, this girl was speaking in tongues. This girl was fired in tongues. I was so shocked. Maybe I was so shocked. I said, okay. I let her know, I told her that, you see, there are only two principalities here. Jesus, the next one is me. So that she should understand. I say, whether she like it or not, today, if she refuse to go, we'll kill her. There's not the two ways. Maybe you want to kill me. Me too, I will kill you. I started one of those mumu chants. You know those mumu chants? You know, when you don't know what to do, do what you don't know. But my heart was towards, let a sword, let a dagger. You know the ones I'm seeing in dreams and visions, they have not profited me. Now this is physical now. And I closed my eyes and began to do some chanting. So a wind blew the lady. They were watching. You know me, I didn't want to watch again because if I watch, I'll be distracted. A wind blew the lady and took her up and hit her. Bah! The lady remained on the ground for 3 hours until I was done preaching. When I dropped the mic, that's when she woke up. And she was so okay. At that moment, everybody believed them again. What I need to understand is that what made me do that was a light and a revelation. And what I need to understand is darkness will always want to disgrace light until light decides to shine. You don't understand what I'm saying now. Just imagine in a house, there may be light. Immediately when they carry light, darkness will come without even inviting. Do you realize that? Try to close your eyes now. Darkness will be too much. Darkness come uninvited many more times. And if you don't shine as light, they will always disgrace you. That's why the Bible said he has given us power and authority over all. Anything that looks like darkness, a believer is supposed to tremble upon it. I remember the story of this Dubai, is it Premier? The head of the... That head of Dubai, You know, Dubai is a city in the Middle East, right? But you know, Dubai looks as if it's a country. It's just a city, just like Lafayette. But I don't think it's even the capital. I don't think it's even the capital.
But it's not the capital.
So let me say like the chairman, I'll be the something of the city, the person in charge of the city. This man will come on there and say, Dubai is a desert, but he wants to make Dubai the best place in the whole world. How? He just got a light, a revelation. He got inspired. So he met the American architect and told him, see, I want skyscrapers in Dubai. I want every beautiful thing. I said, no, it's impossible. He said, is it not possible in America? They say yes. Say, why can't it be possible here? They say, you know, here is the desert. I say, no. He say, him, he has seen it. It has to be. He say, with or without you, I will do it. And that's why anything they saw America do, they do this times two. When they do 100 story building, they will do 200. That's why in Dubai, everything Dubai is times two of anything in any country. There are things that are impossible. I think they are the first people to build on, water. Yeah. One kind of building on water. Today, Dubai is one of the most adventure places anybody want to go to in the whole world. A man just got a light, a revelation, and an inspiration. You get what I'm saying now? The same thing with Oedipo. They say it's not possible to do church without pillar. And the man said, get out. I have had what? Light and revelation. And because of the strength of that, he designed it himself. Right? I think Allah is the one that designed it himself. And they build it. And that's why almost even the one in Goshen, most of their churches are like that. No pillar. If you see any living faith church that has pillar, maybe the man did not really connect to that grace. Because they, by faith, by light, by revelation, they were able to do that. I get what I'm saying now. So I need to understand that you can wake up one night and say you are tired of the darkness in your family and you want to drive them out. And you will. And they will go. Sincerely speaking. Okay, a lot of time when you begin to walk in light, people believe you are crazy. Yes. You know, because men that walk in light are men that do terrible things in righteousness.